Socrates said, "Let me write the music of a nation. I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control its people." We can see in America today that America has upped the ante on tempting a just and a holy God by attempting to advocate what God has called, not sin, my friends, but an abomination through homosexual marriage on television.
You know, nothing makes God happier than when two people, any two people, come together in love. Friends?
If it's not the homosexuals trying to convince the American people that everyone is so happy and accepting of their abominable life choices, Deuteronomy 30:19, because you got to remember sin is moral, not physical, well, then it's Kate Perry, the self-proclaimed little Christian, being burned at the cross. By the way, this is what they do to heretics. Gotta wonder what her daddy, the preacher's thinking right now. We also seen the little hypocrite Beyonce, another self-professed Christian, showing the world what she has got. And of course, she did it all without shame. Friends, you do need to know that nobody rebuked the religious hypocrites more than Jesus Christ himself. And do remember that Jesus said that many would come in my name and shall deceive many. The answer to their delusions is, take heed unto yourselves. Be smart, friends. Be wise. Be not deceived. We also see Madonna, you know, the material girl who seems to be willing to do anything to grab a little attention. Well, she was also recently dressed up like a witch with gold teeth. Pretty weird. Why all of these immoralities, my friends? It is as if someone is trying to push a message through these musicians, is it not? Does it not strike you that these debased individuals are promoting what the government is attempting to pass through new legislation? To say things are getting a little weird is to underestimate the capabilities of man's fallen nature. And what we see is them that are willing to fall down to the enemy of their souls, worship him, and that with a whore's forehead. Matthew 4:9. Friends, there's nothing new under the sun. These are the last stages to a civilization that is about ready to fall under major judgment. Read Leviticus 26 and Deuteronomy 28. As John Adams, the second president, rightly said, decadence follows luxury. And decadence defined means a show of low morals and a great love of pleasure, money, and or fame. So here's my point to all of this debasedness. Does it not strike you that they, the supposed musicians here, do that which is illegal and unlawful on stage only to promote the next agenda that this government attempts to pass as new legislation? For example, gun control measures, marijuana use, homosexual marriage, underage drinking, Satanism, evolution, fornication, and the such? I have to ask, who's doing the legislating? The musicians or the government? It is as if someone behind the scenes is pushing all of this, and I'm not being facetious, this is exactly what they are attempting to do. Push unlawful legislation on the people. Listen to what Bob Pittman, the co-founder of MTV, which has become one of the most profitable and influential television networks of all time, he stated, "The strongest appeal you can make is emotionally. If you can get their emotions going, you got them. At MTV, we don't shoot for the 14-year-olds. We own them."
A poor player.
What about recording artist Marilyn Manson? He said, "I don't know if anyone has really understood what we're trying to do here. To lure people in, he said, once we got them, we can give them our message." Or what of guitarist Tom Morello of Audioslave? He said on Rage TV, "We are able to seduce some people in by the music who then are exposed to a different political message." Or take a look at a neurologist, Dr. Richard Pellegrino, as he was quoted insane in January 23rd of 1999, "Take it from a brain guy. In 25 years of working with the brain, I still can't affect a person's state of mind the way that one simple song can." So again, friends, I ask you, when Socrates said, "Let me write the music of a nation, I care not for who writes its laws, for I will control the people," was he right? Yes, he was. And that with the help of fools that help destroy civilizations.
Pretty interesting stuff, isn't it, folks? Yep, indeed. That's exactly what's happening. These are the legislators. We should be up in just...
George Washington said during his farewell address, September 19th, 1796, of all the dispositions and habits which lead to political prosperity, religion and morality are indispensable supports. In vain would that man claim the tribute of patriotism who should labor to subvert these great pillars of human happiness. These firmest props of the duties of men and citizens, whatever may be conceded to the influence of refined education on minds of peculiar structure, reason and experience both forbid us to expect that national morality can prevail in exclusion of Christian principles. Aeschylus rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God.
BBSradio.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Christian ethic has provided the principles on which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker. Boat rocker. Boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys. And, of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours, yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, if you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Much information over there if you want to know who we are, where we came from, what we have been doing for the last 25, 30 years. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Subscribe to those pages. Also go over to BeforeIt'sNews.com, BeforeIt'sNews.com as well. Subscribe to that page if you want to call in at any time. 281-845-4704. 1-281-845-4704. And folks, if this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? Because it is a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. Now listen, I don't usually do this, but I have noticed that there's a different tone going across the country. I believe that people are starting to realize that they have to take responsibility for what's going on here. There's many people, as a matter of fact, that have been supporting the current administration that are calling for impeachment because they now have taken heed to what we've been trying to say for the last, what, 8, 9 years now in this country as to how they're sold to you and what they're responsible for. And I'll get to that in a moment. But I do notice that people are starting to call for justice. They're starting to call for justice, and I am absolutely, I'm ecstatic about it. I'm happy about it because it's like, you know what? It's about time. Why is it taking this long? But the reason I just said I don't usually do this because, you know what? I'm not even going to play any video. I'm just going to play the audio. You'll probably all know who he is. But you know what? He's saying what needs to be said, and again, it should have been said and done a long time ago. Case in point that I'm making here is just this morning, I had highlighted the fact that ignorance to the responsibility, or should I say ignorance to the responsibility which the people have in dealing with corruption, in the end only brings it back upon their own heads, which goes back to Isaiah 26 verse 9 and Proverbs 21 verse 7. In other words, if you fail to bring justice upon the heads through impeachment and prosecution, which we can find in the Constitution, what's going to happen? It's going to come back at you and it's going to sweep you away. And again, I'm just pleased to tell you that people are starting to talk the direction that the Lord has commanded us to talk. And I want you to go ahead and listen to this real quick. This just happens to be yours truly, Mr. Mel Gibson. And again, I'm a fan only so far, friends, as far as Braveheart goes, as far as The Patriot goes, which is premised on true stories. Outside of that, he's another actor, but he is saying the right thing. Listen to this.
Gavin Newsom and Karen Bass have already proven their incompetence and poor leadership during the Los Angeles wildfires.
It's a treasonous criminal.
Now, as we experience rampant lawlessness and civil unrest, it's never been more clear they're unable to respond effectively and responsibly during calamity. Whether it's sheer incompetence or outright malevolence, the reality is stark. California's in a state of turmoil, and I ask my fellow Angelenos, why are Gavin Newsom and Karen Bass still in office?
Exactly.
How much more of their destructive decision-making masquerading as leadership are we going to tolerate?
Exactly.
It's time to take back our community and our state and put the power and the privilege in the hands of competent leaders whose goals are to protect us and the way of life this nation was founded upon.
That is the purpose of government.
And promises to offer. That's all.
You all the well know, friends, the purpose of government is to restrain men from violating God's moral law. John Adams, Thomas Jefferson, to maintain order by magnifying the law against the criminals and justifying the righteous and condemning the wicked, Deuteronomy 25, verse 1. We all know that, right? And the other purpose of government is, again, as I just said, to condemn the wicked and to justify the righteous, which is found in 25, verse 1. If justice guards our liberties, how is it that the American people have taken upon themselves that it doesn't apply to the corrupt politicians? Well, people are beginning to talk a different language. And as I said, I'm very well pleased about this. I had shared with you folks probably about a week and a half ago, and I said, you can go ahead and write this down. You can go ahead and acknowledge it, put the date down, the time down, the day down, and I want you to just hold it up because it's just a matter of time before this comes to pass. Everybody's seeing treasonous Tim Walz being grilled by none other than Tom Emmer, highlighting his treasonous crimes by giving the state of Minnesota over to the illegals, and 5.9 million people, for the most part, are letting them do that. But Tom Emmer goes ahead and he starts to highlight the crimes of Tim Walz. He's confronting him. He's grilling him. And then at the very end of all of his treasonous acts, literally a plethora of his treasonous acts, Article 3, Section 3, what does he do? You owe the people an apology. See, folks, they're protecting themselves. But talking of Tim Walz, I want you to understand this. And I just told you this about a week and a half ago. You can go ahead and mark it. Him being grilled is not him being grilled. This is nothing more than a dog and a pony show. I said, what this is a promotion to elevate him into the position of the presidency of the United States of America. And again, most people come back and say, Bradley, that's just crazy. People don't like this guy. Nope. I said, mark my words. They're promoting him just like any other corrupt politician that's a part of their club. And sure enough, what do I see this morning? Tim Walz launches presidential campaign by announcing he's a Chinese operative. He is a Chinese operative. I've told you before, friends, he's installed. But I'm also here to tell you, friends, this man is dangerous to himself. He's committed the act of treason over and over again. And let me revert back to what Mr. Gibson was talking about. How is it that they remain in office? I'm talking to the country. How is it that the corruption that you complain about, how is it that they remain in office? It's because the people tolerate these crimes. And look at the example is. Look at the legacy the older generation is leaving to their kids. Look at my dad and my mom put up with. And if you look at the Declaration of Independence, everything that the posterity of our forefathers, not to their shame, but to the shame of the posterity that tolerates this crime going on, that's aimed and leveled at us, we the people in this country, we the people, the government in this country, as we sit back and tolerate what they are not supposed to be or should be tolerated by their posterity, the American people give it a pass. What did our forefathers teach us? To throw it off. What does it tell us in the Declaration of Independence? To throw it off. We're not called to overthrow the Constitution, friends, but we are called and commanded by God and obligated to our children. Common sense comes into play here, friends, to not throw over the Constitution or overthrow that Constitution, but absolutely to overthrow the men that pervert that Constitution. Absolutely what needs to happen today in America. We're going to be talking about, friends, the hypocrites. Again, they're at it on full display. And these are supposed to be, well, Christians. These are supposed to be the ones that are the light that reprove the darkness. Ephesians 5:11. We'll be right back.
Join us this year for Content Christian Media Conference. Join hundreds of filmmakers, actors, screenwriters, podcasters, and authors during this five-day, five-star event. Come expectant and leave equipped as a content creator for the Kingdom of God. September 22nd through 26th at Capernaum Studios in Poolville, Texas. Register today at ChristianMediaConference.com. That's ChristianMediaConference.com.
This is Alan Keyes. I'm glad to have an opportunity to talk to you for a moment about my friend Bradley Dean. He's making a great contribution to, I think, the vital work, not only of helping to wake people up to the importance of our faith, but especially spreading that word to the younger generations who are desperately in need of it. Help him do his work and spread it further.
Don't have a place to go to church on Sunday? Then come join us at the Sons of Liberty and Bradley Dean. For many people, finding a home church that preaches the gospel in accordance with the scripture can be difficult. Many churches today have become self-help centers and very humanistic without pointing their finger to Christ and the cross that all genuine Christians must bear, just as our Lord did. If you are looking for a church that preaches the truth without compromise from the inherent Word of God and the power of the Holy Spirit, then look no further than joining us every Sunday at 9 a.m. Central Time on the Sons of Liberty Radio, live on Rumble.
Hey there, this is award-winning international journalist Alex Newman. We live in a world dominated by fake news, lies, manipulation, and it's just out of control, folks. Our country is in big trouble. Our churches, our families. We need honest journalism today more than ever. And that's why I founded Liberty Sentinel Media. I hope you'll visit us today at libertysentinel.org, where you'll get access to exclusive content exposing the threats to our faith, family, and freedom while equipping you to fight back. Go to libertysentinel.org today.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
If you love anything better than God, you are idolaters. If there is anything you would not give up for God, it is your idol. If there's anything that you seek with greater fervor than you seek the glory of God, that is your idol, and conversion means a turning from every idol. Charles Spurgeon, the Prince of Preachers.
BBSRadio.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. I just got a couple questions I want to ask the people, if you don't mind. If I break the law, friends, if I break the law, yes, the police have a record on me. Yes, they know my criminal record if I have one or I don't. But if I break the law the very first time, to the degree of the crime that's being committed, you got to kind of keep that just kind of up in the air. But I'm just talking about even the smallest of infractions. If I break the law, does the police officer enforce the law against the crime that I committed? Yeah. Do I need to get a constitutional attorney involved, or do common sense and the commonsensical of the people at large, do they know what's right and what's wrong concerning those that have broken the law and those that haven't broken the law? So when we look at a repeat criminal, such as any of the politicians that we have that are put in front of us, these bad actors, these clowns in the circus of politics, because I'm talking about federal and state government. But when we see the crimes that they commit and the scandals that they're a part of, how is it that the first time they broke the law, why was it that the people never held them accountable for the law that they broke? But that law applies to you. How is it that you have taken upon yourselves to believe that somehow or another they can go ahead and do whatever they want to do and they're not accountable to the law, that they swore through an oath, Numbers 30, verse 2, and Deuteronomy 23:23, that they swore that they would uphold? Americans, this shows you how far backwards the American people have become. Samuel Adams was right when he said he was a son of liberty, a genius, truly he was. He said, it is in the interest of tyrants to reduce the people to ignorance and vice. If you've seen the people that you have labeled as the tyrants, these clowns in the circus of politics, to suggest that they're reducing the people to ignorance and vice. And what I'm trying to equate this to is when I look at, let's just go to the president, any branch of the government, I can already show you the constitutional illiteracy taking place. I mean, the president administration right now calls us a democracy when in fact we are not a democracy. I mean, we're talking about the fundamental understanding of who we are as a people, the institution of our government that the Lord has established, Exodus 18, 21 and 25. Premised on the Ten Commandments, Exodus 20, Deuteronomy 5, Romans 13. How is it that these clowns in the circus of politics that don't know the fundamental basics of the Constitution of the United States of America, how is it that they're being used to reduce you to ignorance and vice? It shows you how far the American people have fallen. To suggest that what you see right now is a legitimate presidency, just like the last one and the one before it, 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 and the one before it. To suggest that they're legitimate shows you how ignorant people have become. It truly, truly has. Now, let me go back to the idea of a constitutional attorney. You know, one of the things that we have done here since day one, and I have, again, pounded on that drum over and over and over again. Americans need justice. Americans need justice. I'm showing you that they violated the law. I'm showing you that they're treasonous. I'm showing you their misdemeanors. I'm showing you the felonious activity. The only thing I can do, friends, is give you the information. They have broken the law. We don't need to see them a part of another scandal. We don't need to see them create more unconstitutional policies. We don't need to see them lie to us again and again and again and again before we hold them accountable. But somehow or another, we're supposed to, on this show, and I'm talking about my show, we're supposed to have more guests on to tell us and magnify the crimes of those that we already know are guilty of crime, that have not been held accountable to the crimes that they've been guilty of committing, right? One guy said to me, concerning what's going on, he said to me just this morning, in contrast, and this proves my point once again, but this guy posted on a site today, and he said, you know, some of the things that he needs to take responsibility for. And this is exactly what the American people, this is how they respond to it. He said, our local library is having, now speaking of Pride Month, that you've allowed them to declare as a Pride Month, which in every state, it's against our law. It's felonious activity. It's a felony. They're called crimes against nature. He said, our local library is having a drag queen, men dressed as women preying on children, story hour next Wednesday. However, it seems that all of our churches are going, that's all they're going to do is just sit and pray. At church, he said, that nobody shows up at the story hour, no protests or anything. He says, kind of feeling let down. And it's not just that. I've been studying the Bible and finding more and more doctrines that we have been taught wrong. Exactly. That's why we do church every Sunday. However, my father, who is a trustee, strongly believes that it would just cause trouble if I pointed things out. He thinks I'm a heretic, and so far he has outright refused to see the videos I have sent him that exposes the false doctrine. So in other words, his father-in-law is telling him it's just going to cause trouble if you go out there and protest. What did they call Elijah in 1 Kings 18? What did the corrupt king Ahab call that holy lone prophet Elijah? He called him the troubler of Israel. Okay, and folks, what we're seeing is the older generation has dropped the ball on this generation, and they're the ones that are still giving advice as to how we're supposed to fix the problems and the issues that they have let swell and breed to the point that they have swelled and bred to. I mean, this is, folks, they're a cursed generation. I'm telling you, the hippie generation, for the most part, they are a cursed people. And to sit there and counter the word and say that we're not supposed to do anything about it, everything concerning the New Testament shows us that we're supposed to do something about it. Look at the uprisings and the tumultuousness. Look at the stonings and look at the trouble that the apostles got into. Maybe that explains why 11 of the 12 were martyred. Maybe that's why it's called the Book of Acts. The American people, going back to the point that he was making, somehow or another, they think that they're just going to go ahead and hide behind their prayer. No, your prayer is an abomination. Read Proverbs 28. When you despise God's moral law, your prayers are an abomination. Furthermore, when you look at James 2:14 through 26, what does Scripture tell us? It tells us faith without works is dead. Do you understand, friends, now, why I continuously go back to the old past? Because that's what the Lord told us to go in Jeremiah 6:16. All the preachers that I study, all the theologians that I study, all of our foundations that I study, I go back to the Word of God, and all of the answers concerning what we need as answers in this country today, the things that I extract and derive from every single one of them is, America, you need justice. And if you don't bring the enforcement of the law by keeping God's commandments, which is a part of the covenant in Christ, 1 John 2:6, John 14:21, if you're not the ones to keep the commandments of God and bringing justice upon the heads, all 86% of you that profess to be Christians, who's going to do it? Hey, folks, in contrast to that, in parallel to that, you have an establishment in government that everybody is complaining about in this country, and it's the same one. It's the same one as the one before, just different actors, that's all. But what you need to get here, friends, you have an establishment in the government today because you first have one in the church. And what is it that you've allowed the gatekeepers in the church, the popular preachers of the day, like the Billy Grahams, like the David Jeremiahs, like all of these hippies that have been in the pulpit far too long? What is it that they've taught you? To pray and do absolutely nothing. I'm here to tell you, friends, Scripture teaches none of this. It teaches us, yes, pray, just like David in 1 Samuel 17, but he said, get out on the field as well and take care of Goliath. And it didn't stop there, people. After David took off the head, or in the sense of the rock sinking into the forehead of Goliath and him falling down dead, did David stop there? No, he took it two steps forward, didn't he? He took it to prayer first, then he took it to what? As the Lord is raising him up in the sheepcot, taking out a bear and a lion, he ran over on top of the body of Goliath and he took Goliath's sword that Goliath meant to slay David with. David took the sword and he took off Goliath's head with Goliath's sword. That's the justice, Americans, you need. Let me say it again. That's the justice that you, America, need. Because I'll tell you, folks, with all of that which is going on in this country, I am embarrassed for what I see. I'm ashamed of what I see, especially with the American people allow as gatekeepers. Hey, folks, I'm here to tell you something concerning the church. Franklin Graham, David Jeremiah. The list goes on across the country. All of the popular preachers, the Kenneth Copelands, they're all intertwined with what you complained about in corruption in the halls of government. They're all intertwined. Okay, who are they propping up constantly? The very ones that you're complaining about concerning the corrupt in government. Who's propping them up? Who is it? 1 Kings 13:33. The corrupt in the pulpits. They are not the standard. Jesus Christ is the standard, period. Period. Jesus Christ is the standard. We'll be right back.
Wisconsin Christian News is a nationally distributed, real printed newspaper that takes on the tough issues of our day, and we don't waste time with nonsense. We have some of the best red pill writers in the country, including Bradley Dean, and we tell you the truth you need to know. It's unlike anything you've seen before. Email us to get your free sample copy. Go to WisconsinChristianNews.com. Also, watch our TV program every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Central at WCNTV.net.
My family and I began listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio 5 years ago after meeting Bradley Dean and his wonderful family at an event here in Michigan. I was so intrigued with his enthusiasm and passion to share the truth that I decided I must begin listening to the daily feeding to see what these men were actually offering up. Time and time again, all I find is sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com are constantly and only pointing to the lawful truths found in our Lord's Word and expounded upon in our Constitution. I have been through some insanely rough and crazy times since becoming a boat-rocking daughter of liberty, and the Sons of Liberty is always there, pointing towards the truth and leading in action. The Heikkila family loves this life-changing ministry, and we cannot say thank you enough.
Escalise rightly stated that even in our sleep, pain which cannot forget falls drop by drop upon the heart until, in our own despair, against our will, comes wisdom through the awful grace of God. Oh, how Dante nailed it. He said the hottest places in hell are reserved for those who, in time of great moral crisis, maintain their neutrality.
BBSradio.com.
So you want to make a difference, but you don't know where to start. You've been listening to the Sons of Liberty radio show and keep thinking to yourself, there are so many others who need to hear this message too, but you don't know quite how to reach them. Well, then this is the perfect time for you to stop thinking and start doing. Why not schedule an event in your community with Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty? It's easier than you probably think, and the impact can literally be life-changing for those who attend. We all have loved ones, neighbors, and those around us that need to not only hear the truth, but be moved to action to do something about the problems that we face and make a difference in their own lives and communities. So don't wait. If you want to learn more on how to schedule an event with Bradley Dean near you, then give us a call at 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. And start making a difference in your world today.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are positively impacting the future of this country that we all appreciate so much. If you've not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty today. Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
BBSRadio.com.
Please call 1-866-233-0747 or go online at SonsOfLibertyRadio.com.
Hey guys, I hope you don't mind, but I'm going to stay this vein for as long as it stays, Romans 8:14. The way that you have point men in politics, you have the same point men in the church, and you have the degradation, and what do I want to say? Luxury follows decadence, or decadence follows luxury, is what John Adams said. If you want to know why your country's being turned into hell right now, that's all you have to do is take a look at who you're allowing to take the helm, first starting in the church. Somebody just said, well, you know, it was real funny, you know, I mean, Billy's dead, yep. But his agenda isn't it? Isn't, is it? No, it's not. His agenda isn't because his kid's picking it up and he's worse than his dad was. That's why he was called the ecumenical preacher, the oneness preacher. Billy Graham, by the way, has got a star in Hollywood. You want to tell me why a bunch of witches and warlocks and pedophiles and the demoralized of the nations coming out of that sewer, Hollywood would give him an award? he's not a part of the plan? Doesn't the Bible tell us in Luke 6:26 that woe unto you when all men speak well of you, for so did their fathers of the false prophets? You look at any of these popular preachers today and you show me one negative thing on Google about any of them, and you show me how they're being censored. They're not being censored. They're being praised. Man, every time, after the father of the vaccine came out and said, you know what, we got Operation Warp Drive here. We're going to go ahead and steal the people's money. We're going to use it against them and go ahead and bail out all those big pharmaceutical companies that were going bankrupt and that were supposed to fall under investigation in 2015. And I'm going to come out and I'm going to declare to the world that I just saved the world through my vaccines that have killed literally 30 million people. And the people put them back in office. You can't make it up. That's the point that Samuel Adams was talking about when he said it's their objective to dummy the people down. That's how dumb the American people have become. And it's not a joke. Right now, it just came across my desk, and I want to show you this, which pertains to the conversation that we're having right now. It's interesting how Donald Trump just came out and said he will defend Israel. Not God's Israel, modern-day Israel. Rothschild's Israel. Again, the Balfour Declaration. Go ahead, read it. Prove me wrong. 281-845-4704. These are the Zionists. Again, Benjamin Netanyahu is not Netanyahu. His name is Mayakovsky. He's not Hebrew. He's got no DNA within his system, in his blood, that proves that he is Hebrew. He's Polish. The Polish people will have nothing to do with him because he is ousted as a war criminal. And people have forgotten that during the pandemic, speaking of which, it was interesting how he's impeached by his own people, and the people in modern day Israel were saying that this is a genocide. 75% of the people said they weren't going to take it. That's why they impeach Netanyahu, as you're told by America's evangelicals that are Zionist as well, just like the rest of them that are showing their loyalty to modern day Rothschild Israel. It is not the Israel of God, Revelation 3:9. I'm not going down that road right now. But isn't it interesting that Donald Trump said he will absolutely defend Israel. Isn't that crazy? What's he talking about? I didn't know that he was the president of Israel. I don't know if the American people are aware of USS Liberty, where it was the Israelis that were attacking our ship to start World War III. We've had that guest on the show. When the said president said we can't allow Israel to be embarrassed, I don't care if any of those sailors live, said Johnson. Get rid of the ship. You ask those guys that have lived through that, and the guests that we've had on the show, and we asked them about Israel today and the Zionists today, the ignorance out there is scary. How many people in this country are, because they're listening to their favorite controlled operative on conservative radio, yesterday's liberals put that up in the face of Matthew 5:13, and they're listening to information that's been inverted. Put it up against Isaiah 5:20. You're supporting your oppressors, and what you're doing is condemning innocent people. And who's calling for a war more than what you have known and have been led to believe by the mainstream media that you don't believe is a Netanyahu? How is it that he's calling for these wars and Trump is right behind him, pulling chairs out and seating Netanyahu? Why is that we have all these quotes coming from these Jewish people that are the synagogue of Satan saying that they control America? How long are you people going to sit back and keep pretending with your oppressors? Do you think it's not aimed at you? Do you think this isn't going to come to your front door? Yeah, this is judgment. Some people are saying, if we don't do this, judgment's coming. I'm here to tell you, you're far into the judgments. You're in the seventh level of judgment right now in Isaiah 26. Hey, do you all remember, because I played this video several times over from none other than General Wesley Clark after September 11th? Do you remember when he said, we're going to take out seven countries in 5 years, starting with Iraq, where they stole all of their oil at the expense of the blood of our children, our dads, our uncles, our cousins, our friends, our neighbors, our grandpas? Remember what Henry Kissinger said, a Jew of the synagogue of Satan? Remember when he said, the said warriors are soldiers. He said that they're just useful idiots. He called them dumb and stupid. They're only being used for what? Foreign policy. He's talking about our boys, America. That's what's going on here again. And it's going on and it's going on and it's going on. People are awake to it, but nobody's putting a stop to it because they don't want to cause any trouble. Well, I'll tell you what, either you deal with them or they're going to deal with you. There is no in between. That is the purpose of law. And I can tell you right now, the Lord yearns for the American people to reach out. He yearns for, where's that one man or that one woman that will stand in the gap concerning what's going on here? Lord, here we are, send us. Let me go back to General Wesley Clark really quick. He said this right after September 11th. The video is easily accessible. It's all over the place. He said, we're going to take out seven countries. This is all pre-planned. He said in 5 years, starting with Iraq and then Syria, Lebanon, Libya, Somalia, Sudan, and finishing off Iran. Boy, isn't it interesting how they can predict all of this stuff? I mean, you guys see all this predictive programming going on in The Simpsons. How many are there now? What, 30, 40, 50 predictions that they made? They pre-planned in their exact predictions? Folks, you have to understand. It's just like when it comes to the said president, they're not selected by the people. They're not elected by the people. They're selected by the powers that you tolerate. And look at the direction that they mean to bring this country. And I want to say this too. Well, Donald Trump talks about defending Israel. Isn't it interesting? He hasn't held one of those governors, one of those mayors that have illegally allured the illegals into this country. Not a one of them. On Saturday, I'd highlighted the fact that many of the said conservatives of the day are starting to awaken. And they're saying, wait a second, what's going on here? What happened to the FBI director? What happened to Bongino? It seems like something switched. No, nothing switched. They're a part of the plan. They're a part of the good old boys club. And you're just not a part of it. People are starting to say something serious out of line here because Donald Trump isn't working for the American people. He's working for Israel. Here, I have right in front of me on social media platforms. We are the founding family of modern day Israel. Lord Rothschild. It's funny how they call themselves. They think they sit above the seat of the Lord when in fact they're merely being used for judgment upon the people that will not be ruled by the Lord. They go with it too as well, friends. But I want you to see this. Tom Renz, a constitutional attorney. The guy's got a backbone, friends. He really does. He said, this is getting harder and harder to deny. He said, zero meaningful arrests of high influence, bad guys, delaying excuses, and a failure to even address critical issues. Going back to the father of the vaccine, and it says, in failure to even address critical issues like the mRNA vaccine-related fraud. Everybody knows it's a fraud, except Donald Trump, who's blowing a horn saying that he saved all these lives. And the only ones that believe this clown, this scoundrel, are his worshipers. That's political idolatry, friends. Let them alone. They be the blind leading the blind. They're going to end up in the ditch. I just don't want them to take the rest of us with them. Okay? Tom Fitton said from the organization Judicial Watch, he said, conservatives are alarmed by mounting signs that Patel and Bongino have been taken hostage by what they want to, another scapegoat, another straw man. They call it the deep state. It's not a deep state, friends. Just so you know, it's the politicians doing what they accuse the deep state of doing. It's the politicians that are doing the biddings of what they call the deep state. But he's making a point here. He said that there's mounting signs. They're alarmed, conservatives are, that Patel and Bongino have been taken hostage by the bad guys, consensus, and are failing to bring meaningful change to the said FBI. Hey, friends, just like I told you so. And some of you people out there, Bradley, look at how ignorant you are. No, it's not how ignorant I am. It's how confident I am. in the Word of God, in understanding that history's coming around again, and it's not looking good if the people in this country don't repent, because you can put the holiest of men in office today. And this country is not going to be saved until the people in this country repent for the transgressions against God and what it is that they tolerate. I'm going to come back on the other side, and I'm going to show you what's going on in your backyard so you can understand to the degree of how you're being played by this administration. And the last one, and the last one. This is Bradley Dean from the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, broadcasting live Monday through Friday at 2 to 3 p.m. Central Standard Time, as well as Saturdays from 1 to 3 p.m. Founded back in 2004, BBS Radio TV stands as a trailblazer in remotely engineered broadcasts over the internet. BBS ignited the new media revolution, offering a powerful platform for vital voices such as ours and alternative perspectives that mainstream media often silences. The Sons of Liberty's BBS live broadcasts spans into 46 countries and streams into 200 of the world's largest internet broadcast stations, with on-demand syndication across all major social networks and podcast platforms. The visionary twin brothers Douglas and Donald Newsom crafted over 100,000 radio and web TV episodes for more than 1,000 satisfied clients. BBS Radio. Per your request, if you're looking for unique and creative ways to spread the gospel and give people the gift of truth in a way it'll be received, then check out the Sons of Liberty Radio.com. There's something there for everybody in your life: books, DVDs, t-shirts, coffee mugs, even graphic novels, dog tags, and more. Young or old, you're sure to find the perfect gift of truth. Again, go to the sonsoflibertyradio.com and check out our store today. Ben Franklin said at the offset of this country that, "I firmly believe this, that without his concurring aid, we shall succeed in this political building no better than the builders of Babel. We shall be divided by our little partial local interests, our projects will be confounded, and we ourselves shall become a reproach and a byword down to our future ages. And what is worse, mankind may hereafter, from this unfortunate instance, despair of establishing governments by human wisdom and leave it to chance, war, and conquest." Benjamin Franklin also said that those who would give up essential liberty to purchase a little temporary safety deserve neither liberty nor safety. And of course, this quote comes up often in the context of new technology and concerns about government surveillance over the American people. Abolitionist Frederick Douglass stated that power concedes nothing without a demand. It never did, and it never will. Find out just what any people will quietly submit to, and you have found out the exact measure of injustice and wrong which will be imposed. It will continue till they are resisted with either words or blows or both. The limits of tyrants are prescribed by the endurance of those whom they oppress. Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to play a video that I played for you on Saturday. I want to go ahead and play this video for you. 281-845-4704. Folks, if we're not going to access the lines, we don't need the lines. I, again, know that I'm dumping a lot of information down on you. But the truth of the matter is, folks, it's good to hear from people as to what's going on concerning your thoughts. You can, let me say it this way. You can break in the conversation. As long as it's on key and on topic, you can break in on the conversation. Pro or con, it matters not. Jude 3 and 4. 281-845-4704, 281-845-4704. I want you to listen to this carefully. On Saturday, I had seen a video from John Guandoli, former FBI, and we've had him on the radio several times, but he was on a show with another host, Laura Logan, And what was interesting about it is it was all the information we already knew. And I don't understand how it is that they can highlight this information and still support what they see as what is known to the rest of us as a president of the United States of America when he's talking about defending Israel with all the information he has, how he hasn't come to the conclusion that he's not for us but against us. You'll understand in a moment. Now, what's interesting is you all the well know in 2009, both CNN and Fox News highlighted 35 jihadi camps in America. This was in 2009. Okay? We haven't heard a peep about it. In the meantime, we've seen an explosion in Muslim mosques in America. We've seen explosion of Muslims that mean to conquer this country. If they swear on the Quran, friends, you do need to understand that that runs antithetical to who we are as a people. We're ruled by God's law, not by what they call Allah, okay? And also keep in mind in Judges 5:8, it tells us that if you allow foreigners inside your country and you allow them to go ahead and bring a foreign god with them, there's going to be war within the gates. Keep that on the tip of your brain. But with the president today, Trump of corporate America, put that up against 1871 in the Corporation of America, it's interesting how he stands firm with the Zionists, the synagogue of Satan, Revelation 3:9, concerning what's going on over in Israel, creating all of this trouble. And somehow or another, knowing what's going on in here in America, it's just out of sight and out of mind. He's not addressing any of this stuff. Well, what is the stuff that you're talking about? I want you to listen to this because, again, this is John Guandolo. I'm going to let it run. It goes on for about 3 or 4 minutes. And I want you to listen to the information of former FBI highlighting all the Muslim infiltration going on in this country. I also want you to keep in mind Donald Trump on Saturday, we played the video audio, was talking about simultaneously while he's allegedly appointing ICE to remove all these illegals, which is never going to happen. Mark my words. Furthermore, mark the Lord's words in judgment. They'll be made the head and you will be made the tail. Because again, you tolerate this. But while he's telling you he's taking care of all the illegals, again, he hasn't done anything to the governors, the treasonous governors, or the mayors. Nope, it's distraction. Eyes off the guilty party. And what is he doing? Simultaneously, he's over doing a press release or a press conference talking about all these 500,000 Chinese students that are in America today that he wants to make sure that they can stay. That must be more of that information we just don't want to hear, right? You idolaters, it must be. Because you are being played. You are a pawn on their table. You are being laughed at every step of the way. But let me go back. 90% of those that were crossing the border into America at one point were Chinese. Also keep in mind in San Diego, the Navy, where they have a recruitment center, they don't speak English. It's all Chinese recruiters. Cross-check me. Prove me wrong. 281-845-4704. And yes, it is time to contend. And yes, we are in a fight for the life of this country. Listen to this. John Guandolo being interviewed by Laura Logan.
It's across America right now because one of them is Dallas, Plano, Texas.
Texas in general.
Texas in general?
I assess that, and my team assesses Houston as the single worst city in America for the joint Islamic communist movement. Is Houston, but other
That's
really
Abbott.
Bad areas, especially for the jihad, but also the communist support, the Dearborn,
Michigan
Dearborn, area, Michigan.
Treason,
Twin Cities, Minnesota, mm-hmm.
Tim Walz, treason,
New York City, parts of L.A.,
Paterson, New Jersey,
yeah. So that
How
area,
is he still supporting Trump? I'm just curious,
Patterson.
Or if he does.
It's pretty bad in the triangle area of like Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill.
North Carolina.
Nashville.
Tennessee.
Charlotte.
North Carolina.
Did I say Tampa?
No.
Florida.
But even like Kansas City, Kansas, Wichita is pretty bad. Plainfield, Indiana is the home to ISNA. So they have a base there.
Are you listening, Americans?
Chicago.
This is the FBI,
I think I
former
mentioned them earlier.
FBI, John Guandolo.
And I don't just mean Chicago. I mean pretty much draw a 35-mile radius around there. And the jihadi community is very thick and growing.
And growing.
And they are raising a ton of money internally. Ton of money to expand what they're doing there.
What's a ton of money?
But he's Donald Trump is going to defend Israel, Americans.
To raise
while you're being infiltrated, while you're being overthrown.
Thing they're working on.
Where's the money coming from?
From the Muslim community, the U.S. Muslim community. Because you got, you know, these people are, you know, engineers, doctors. I mean, they have money and they're putting it back into the Islamic movement.
And USAID.
Well, yeah. I mean, now that's just, again, another
John
piece
Guandolo, of FBI.
We know about. But I'll also say they're getting grants from the U.S. government.
Okay. Yeah. So I want to stop right there, because one of the things that you need to understand, well, Donald Trump is defending Israel. You need to keep in mind that was John Guandolo telling you that the Muslims are coming in pretty thick throughout the United States of America. But again, you haven't heard a peep about it. See again, Americans, you have taken on the fact that when a good guy that's going to make America great again, when he wants to put the gavel of justice down upon the heads of the wicked, he doesn't do it. That's why you have wicked men all over the place. Psalm 12:8. Again, you can keep pretending as if this isn't happening, but I do want you to see this, because again, this is one of those things that people just don't want to see. This isn't a direct attack on Donald Trump. This is a direct attack on the American citizens by Donald Trump. I know some of you ignoramuses out there said to yourself, look how he's going after him. No, look at how he's going after you. When are you going to wake up? This isn't a game, and it's not a joke. Donald Trump, for those that didn't know, I want you to listen carefully. Donald Trump, and John just brought it up. It's up on the screen right now, sonsoflibertymedia.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com. U.S. funding of Islamist charity group triples under Donald Trump's first administration. Judicial Watch was the only one with the intestinal fortitude to tell the American people the truth. Well, all the said conservatives were too busy supporting their golden calves. I'm going to go ahead and take John from New Jersey. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Thanks for calling in, John. What say you, my friend?
Hey, how you doing? I know you don't like the last-minute phone calls, but...
I'll take you, man.
Third out there. I was listening to a little bit of talk radio this morning, and they were telling us how Palestine does not mean anything. It is nothing. Yeah, I just wanted to see what your thoughts were on that.
Well, we already know, because I've highlighted that, and I'm not backhanding you, John. And again, I appreciate the phone call. But the fact of the matter is, if you look at a Bible from the 1900s, what they call Israel today was all Palestinian. It's Palestine. And
yes,
this
I have
they
one
lost
of those Bibles.
Yep. This they have lost the narrative. The Zionists have lost the narrative with this, and this is what's waking up the American people across the boards as to these false prophets that are backing up the Zionists over in modern day Israel and Donald Trump and all these that are showing allegiance to the Zionists in Israel, and they're trying to convince people that this is the Israel of God, John, when in fact it's not the Israel of God. We Christians are the Israel of God, regardless of ethnicity. Regardless of ethnicity. Isn't it interesting that they mean to lay on us? You can talk about anybody that you want to, but you better not talk about those Jews, and they want you to believe that they're the Jews of the Lord? When you find out who means to control you, find out who you can't talk about, and then you're going to find out who the dictators are. And what does this all lead back to? Remember these guys wanted to come in under Donald Trump and remove Christian scriptures? They wanted to change the Bible, removing their guilt from the crucifixion of Jesus Christ? You remember all this? Yeah, me too. And the American people need to wake up as to what's going on, because this, again, is not the Israel of God. John, thank you for the phone call. Totally appreciate it. I really do. Thank you for the courage. We'll talk to you in 23 hours. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. And again, I think people now understand why there's so much censorship over here, because we're doing what needs to be done. Amen. Hallelujah.